Well, Jazz Fest is underway in New Orleans, so let's do a special Jazz Fest edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
I still love, I love you so.
Joining us today is Gwen Tompkins, executive producer and host of Public Radio's Music Inside Out at WWNO in New Orleans. Hi, Gwen.
Hello. And so nice to talk to you,
It's Jeremy. Great to talk to you. By the way, just so everybody knows, yes, you are the former East Africa Bureau Chief for NPR. And what they don't know is you and I have known each other since I was an intern at All Things Considered 20 years ago, Gwen.
That's exactly right.
We used to hang out in
Washington. Yeah, you used to do like really great impressions of other people working at NPR.
Don't tell them that. Don't tell them that. Wait, they don't know that, but now they do. Okay, maybe for another show. But today we're here to talk about jazz in New Orleans. First of all, tell us, because I haven't been, some people haven't been to Jazz Fest in New Orleans. Tell us about it. It's not just traditional jazz.
Oh, absolutely not. No, no. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival covers such a wide breadth of musical traditions that it's just, you just can't stand it.
And this is the 50th anniversary of the Jazz Festival. Some of the big headliners are Al Green, Santana, Doobie Brothers, Leon Bridges. But you have brought us some more local Louisiana acts. The first one is called Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. This is by Lars Ettergren featuring Gerald French and Big Al Carson.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all, is my advice.
I'm ready for my beignet, Gwen, when I'm listening to this.
Me too.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? That's Big Al Carson and Lars Ettergren on piano. Lars Ettergren is a traditional jazz pianist born in Sweden who moved to New Orleans in the 1960s and was actually one of the first performers to appear at the first jazz festival in 1970.
Wow.
But, you know, Mahalia Jackson was at the first festival. Duke Ellington was at the first festival. And so what happens when artists pass on, artists who've meant so much to the festival and to the people of New Orleans especially, the festival will actually erect pieces of art representing those people. They'll actually have ceremonies at the festival. And this is a wonderful traditional song that dates back to 1930. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the next one that you wanted us to hear is called Vals Balfa, The Bathtub. This is by the Lost Bayou Ramblers. So this is a Cajun band, right?
Exactly. The Lost Bayou Ramblers are probably the best known young Cajun band out there today. And it's comprised of a number of gentlemen, including the Michaud brothers, who are just fantastic singers. And what they do is they honor the Cajun tradition. And Cajun music is very much about Cajun waltzes. So as you can hear, the song is a waltz, but it's a modern take on the waltz. It's called Vals Balfa, which means the waltz of the Balfa brothers, who were, a band that dated back to the 1940s, real superstars in the Cajun tradition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next, something very different. This is the Zion Harmonizers, an Olympia brass band. This is called Blessed Quietness.
Yes.
What a wonderful salvation, why we always see God's face. What a peaceful habitation, what a quiet resting place.
Oh, blessed quietness.
Quietness,
holy quietness,
what assurance in my soul.
Then on
the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me,
and the
billows
cease
to roll.
Springing into.
So, Gwen, you'd hear this in the gospel tent.
Exactly. And this is real estate at the festival that is unlike any real estate of any major festival in the world. Hmm. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival has always had a space for gospel music, always. And that's 50 years, you know, and no other major festival has one. And the Zion Harmonizers have been part of that tradition almost from the very beginning. In fact, the Zion Harmonizers are celebrating their 80th year.
Wow.
Get that, 80,
that
80th
is amazing.
Year
wow.
of existence, yes. And obviously the personnel has changed over the years, but the quality of the music remains, and I'm always a sucker for those beautiful harmonies.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful harmonies. The last one that we have time for today is called Dance at My Funeral. This is by Galactic featuring Boyfriend. So I assume that this is a reference to the very famous jazz funeral that people have in New Orleans.
That's exactly right. It is a very unconventional take on an extremely old and hallowed tradition in New Orleans, the New Orleans jazz funeral. And what's so interesting about it is that, you know, people have been arguing about jazz funerals for generations now. You know, who's carrying on the tradition as we have learned it back from the turn of the last century, and who's continuing that tradition, and who is spoiling that tradition with all kinds of new and iconoclastic efforts, you know? And Galactic right now has great credibility in this town. I mean, they are this incredible funk band that has just bought Tipitina's, which is the most, you know, hallowed ground of clubs in New Orleans. And so they've got the gravitas to be able to try something like this. And Boyfriend, who's a wonderful performer, who's not from New Orleans, and she, you know, I mean, she wrote most of the lyrics. And in many ways, it really shouldn't work. You know, you've got a bunch of white folks talking about jazz funerals, which were not about, you know, I mean, white New Orleanians back at the turn of the last century. And they're doing it in this, like, really kind of, like, shake your, you know, moneymaker kind of way. And, you know, I mean, and it should be really offensive, but dang, it kind of works. It's really fun to listen to, and it's really fun to dance to.
How many times have you been to the jazz festival in New Orleans?
I have not been 50 times. I did not attend the first New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, but I've been my fair share, I suppose. And every year it's different. And every year you think you're going to go because you want to see such and such an act. Oh, like this year. Oh, maybe I want to see Pitbull. He's performing, you know. Or maybe I want to see Mavis Staples. She's performing, you know, and she's so great. But then oftentimes it's the act that you hear on the way to the act that you think you want to see that you remember forever, you know. And that's kind of what life is all about, isn't it? It's like you think you're going in one direction, you know, and then you, along the way, you find something even better.
You do something spontaneous, and it works out.
Yeah.
Gwen Tompkins, executive producer and host of Public Radio's Music Inside Out at WWNO in New Orleans. Enjoy the Jazz Festival. Thanks so much for bringing some of it to us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. And come on down when you can.
I would love to. And if listeners want to find all the picks from Gwen, you can find them at hereandnow.org. Be transported to Jazz Fest. Also on our Spotify playlist, just search for NPR Here and Now. And we're on Apple Music as well.
Oh, yeah, I better dance at my funeral.